Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. I love to hear your comments about the show and how the different segments are inspiring you to create the life that you desire. So, folks, keep those emails coming. I'm loving it. Now, years ago, I struggled with Crohn's disease in my life. Many of you, I've shared that with you in other shows. But for those of you that don't know much about that disease, let me tell you, one suffers tremendous pain with that. I was so blessed to have a very special dog in my life at that time. Rocky, my special dog, was a 14-pound Shih Tzu. He helped me to cope with that pain. Rocky did pet therapy with me. He sensed what I needed, and he helped me to cope and to go on to heal. And folks, I can tell you right now that having a pet in your life is extremely healing for you on so many levels. To learn more about what Rocky did for me in my life, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and go to the books link, and there you can purchase a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And just out this month, you can read more about me in a new book by today's guest. And we're going to talk about that shortly. Now, the topic of our show today is the power of wagging tails, a doctor's guide to dog therapy and healing. My very special guest today is Don Marcus, MD. Don Marcus is a neurologist, a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, where she has focused her career on migraines and holistic chronic pain management. Dr. Marcus has written 14 books, including 10 Simple Solutions to Migraine, for which she has won the 2007 Excellence in Media Award for the National Headache Foundation. In 2010, Dr. Marcus wrote an updated migraine book with colleague Dr. Bain called The Women's Migraine Toolkit, Managing Your Headaches from Puberty to Menopause. Dr. Marcus enjoys visiting her patients under the watchful eye of two furry helpers, her therapy wheat terriers. Understanding how a relationship with your dog can improve your health and lessen pain complaints led Dr. Marcus to write Fit as Fido, Follow Your Dog to Better Health, and her newly released book, The Power of Wagging Tails, A Doctor's Guide to Dog Therapy and Healing. And today, folks, Dawn and I are going to give you many reasons why you need to bring a pet into your life. So, folks, sit back and get ready to be inspired. Dawn, welcome to the show today, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. It's always great chatting with you.
I just love what you're doing. And, of course, you and I, this is our favorite subject. So we could go on for hours about this.
Oh, yes. I think most dog lovers can talk for hours about how fabulous their dogs are. And the good news is the science proves they're fabulous. So there you go.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Dawn, before we get started, I just want to share with all our listeners that guys, you have the opportunity to call in today, and you can ask Dawn your questions. So that number you call is 800-930-2819. Okay, again, that number is 800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage. It's on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Again, folks, that address is TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Dawn, can you please share with our listeners what a pet therapy dog is?
Basically, a therapy dog is a dog who's been specially trained to provide cheer and comfort for patients. And then that dog will go with the person who works with that dog, who's called the dog's handler, to go and visit people who may be in a nursing home. They may go to see hospital patients. They may work with children in a reading program. Basically, any place where there's someone who needs some comfort or healing, the dog's handler will then take that dog to go and administer to that patient.
And now, what I want to clear with everybody is there's therapy dogs and there's also working dogs, and they're two different types of dogs. So when you're talking therapy dog, that dog actually might belong to a family, right?
It's personal and pet. Typically a therapy dog is someone's pet who, again, they've gone through obedience classes and training with them so that the dog is safe and comfortable going into meet and greet different strangers. And that's really different, like you're saying, from a service dog or an assistance dog, where that dog is really specifically trained to meet the particular needs of that one person. So it may be someone who has problems with vision, where the dog will help to guide them, or maybe the dog will pick up the telephone if they can't get to the phone, or turn lights off and on, or open and closed doors and those kinds of things. And with a service dog, people are really encouraged to leave the dog alone because the dog is working for that person who has the disability. Whereas with a therapy dog, people are really encouraged to interact with a therapy dog because that's the job of the therapy dog, is to interact with people and really spread joy and cheer to those people and hopefully take away their stress and, some of the discomfort that they may be having as well.
Yes, and folks, just so you know, I've shared that Dawn's dogs are therapy dogs. My two dogs, Molly and Willie, are also certified pet therapy dogs, and I've taken them into our local children's hospital and senior center. And Dawn, wouldn't you say doing pet therapy with your dogs and with your patients, isn't that one of the most rewarding things you could ever do in life?
It really is, and it's really amazing because before you get started with this, you sort of have the idea, oh, I'll take my dog in. People will say, oh, isn't your dog cute, and just pet them, like they might if you were just walking down the street or walking through a pet store. But when you really see a person in need, they often just connect with that dog in such a profound way, and you'll see such a change come over people, and you'll see a joy come onto them and a peace and calm. And a lot of times their stress and anxiety is just lifted in front of your eyes. And it's often such a powerful moment as that dog's handler. You're just so blessed to, be experiencing, what that dog is able to do for that other person. So it truly is, just a wonderful experience, both for the person on the receiving end of the dog and also for that dog's handler on the other end of the leash, who often just feels, so grateful to be a part of, letting that dog help, spread that healing to those people he or she's visiting.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Now, Dawn, we have to go to a break, so can I get you to hold that thought? Because when we come back, I want us to share some stories with our listeners on some particular cases. Does that sound good?
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest, Dawn Marcus, MD. We're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about my favorite subject, the power of wagging tails. Remember, folks, you can call in 800-930-2819 and again ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My very special guest today is Dawn Marcus, MD, and the topic is one of my favorites, The Power of Wagging Tails, A Doctor's Guide to Dog Therapy and Healing. Before the break, Dawn was sharing how healing dogs are for you, and I think what we'll do is we'll pick it up from here, and we're going to share some of our inspiring stories. What do you think, Dawn?
Sounds great.
Okay, so why don't you share one of your stories about how, you know, the work that your dogs have done with you going in and doing pet therapy?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of stories that one can say. And I think sometimes the most inspiring stories are the ones where really there's nothing extraordinary, like the person who hasn't spoken finally, you know, says a word, or, you know, the person who's been depressed and suddenly starts smiling. But even those smaller moments, I was seeing patients with my one dog, Toby, a couple of weeks ago, and we go into a hospital surgery waiting room where the people are waiting for their loved ones to come out of surgery. And there was a family sitting in there, and the woman called us over and said, "Oh, I love dogs, and my husband loves dogs, and, you know, I wish he could, you know, could see your dog." And I said, "Well, when he's out of surgery, just tell the nurses and we'll come by." And she said, "Well, we really don't expect the surgery is going to go well." But she still had, you know, a very pleasant expression on her face and a big smile. And the whole family was just sort of sitting there, you know, just looking very upbeat. And all of a sudden, she reached down, grabbed Toby's face, pulled his beard into her, and they were just nose to snout. And she started whispering to him. And I don't know, you know, what secrets or trouble she was sharing with him, but within a few seconds, she is just in tears, sobbing, holding his head, talking with him. And, you know, this went on for a few minutes, and then, you know, they finished their conversation, you know, and she picked herself up and, you know, sniffled in a little bit and turned to me and said, you know, you have no idea what you just did for me. I really needed that. Yeah. And, you know, then went back to had this very pleasant face on for her family and for everybody else in the rest of the room. And I thought, you know, for her, that moment of really being able to share, you know, her deepest worries in a way that, you know, she didn't have to worry about me trying to, you know, come back with platitudes of, oh, I'm sure he's going to be fine, or I'm sure they're working very hard, or things that, you know, she probably doesn't want to hear and has heard. But to just have someone sort of, you know, accept her emotions in a very non-confrontational, non-judgmental way seemed to make such a big difference and was such a big release for her. And I think a lot of times, you know, those are some of the powerful moments you really will have with your dog.
Yeah, and, you know, I can tell you from my own experiences taking our dogs, Molly and Willie, into our local children's hospital, it's the same story. You know, our dogs, a child will get with them, and they will share their secrets. And one of our dogs, he's a little Shih Tzu. He's a black and white Shih Tzu. He's got one blue eye and one brown eye, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, he'll get in the wheelchair with the patient, the child, and what happens with Willie, as the child is sharing their secret, they're patting him. And what happens with Willie is when someone pats him, he gets really relaxed. But when he gets relaxed, his snore gets really loud. And the deeper the snore, that these children, they forget about their pain. They focus on how funny this laugh is. They focus on how Willie has one blue eye and one brown eye, and they just open up to him, and they forget about this surgery they're about to have, you know, later that day or tomorrow, whatever. Just so amazing. Anyone listening, I hope that, you know, you're hearing Dawn and I sharing these experiences, because I encourage you, if you don't have a pet in your life, and Dawn and I are huge dog lovers, so if you don't have a pet, a dog in your life, go to your local shelter and adopt a pet. It can be one of the best medicines you will ever experience. Dawn, you want to add to that? Because I know you're really an advocate about, you know, pets being the greatest medicine for us all.
Yeah, they truly are. And the good news with pet therapy is, let's say that you're in a situation where you really can't have a pet in your household. You live in an environment where you can't have a pet, or you have, you know, special needs that you can't, you know, take on the responsibility of having a dog. You can still get, you know, healing power from a dog, either by, you know, offering to walk your neighbor's dog or spend time with the neighbor's dog, going and volunteering at a shelter and being, you know, someone who cuddles the pets or takes the dogs for walks, or even saying to your doctor, hey, do you think I could have somebody with a therapy dog come and visit me? So there really are a lot of ways to take great advantage of the healing power of dogs, even if you're one of those people, you know, who can't have a dog, you know, your own personal pet dog in your life.
Right, that's a good point. Now, can you share with everyone, when a dog comes to visit someone who's sick, there's much more happening than them just being cute and distracting the person from their illness. Can you share the medical facts behind that, what they're actually doing?
Yeah, it's really amazing, because, like you said, people will often get very distracted from their worries when the dog comes into the room. And, you know, they'll often smile for the first time and just really feel relaxed. And there have been a number of studies done with patients to see, you know, what's going on with the physiology. Is it just that emotion, the person feels better, or they say, I'm feeling better, or is there something more going on there? And what they found is, when the dog comes into the room, the person really does get a calming response. There's a decrease in heart rate and blood pressure, a decrease in breathing rate. And if you measure chemicals that reflect heart stress, or how much stress there is going to your heart, those are also decreased by having the dog visit. Endorphin levels go up, and that's our body's own natural painkillers, and other stress chemicals like cortisol levels go down. So just by having a dog come in the room, spend 10 minutes with that patient, you actually can see really profound changes happening in that person's physiology that last long after the dog has left the room. So if you're that therapy dog handler and you're wondering, is it really making a difference when I go and see that person for 10 minutes and then don't see them for another week? It really is making a profound difference, and those visits really are cumulative, that the more you go, the more benefit that the person gets. So, you know, it is really important to remember that you really are, like you're saying, providing, you know, an actual treatment for that patient. You really are helping them to heal and get better by doing nothing other than, you know, having your dog come and visit them, which is clearly more than a nothing other than. But in some sense, I think we often think of, well, Jesus, just a dog coming in, you know, how much can he really do? And it really is incredible, you know, how petting that dog or spending time with that dog really does change our physiology in such a positive way.
Yeah, it is so true. And folks, you've heard me share my story many times. When I was pregnant with my second child, my weight had gone down to 80 pounds. And I was given a choice by my doctor, either I live or the baby. They wanted me to make a choice. And I chose that we were both going to live. And I got a new doctor who believed in the power of pet therapy. And by my family bringing Rocky down to the hospital, that was the best medicine for me, because I was at a point, you know, I was there for a long time. Weight was at 80 pounds, was very sick. But when I saw my dog, I got myself down to that patio, and seeing my dog just shifted my whole health. And I was able to go home 2 days later and went on to deliver a beautiful child. And I give my dog totally credit for, you know, working his magic with me. And every time something happens with that daughter, whether it's a graduation or whatever, a birthday, I'm always crying tears of joy because of what Rocky did for me. So I can't talk highly enough about animals and how they can help you. Dawn, before we go any further, can you share how people can get this great new book of yours, The Power of Wagging Tails? Where yeah, does it go for that?
Yeah, you can get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble's, Borders Bookstores, Dogwise.com. A lot of booksellers have it. Probably the easiest place to get it is from Amazon. You can also get it from the publisher, which is Demos Health. And if you want to look into the book a little more, you can also visit my website, which is fitasfido.com. And we always have information about therapy dogs in general and getting fit with your dog. And then there's also some more information specifically about the Power of Wagging Tails book.
Yeah, it is great. It's a great book, folks, and I encourage that book for everyone who's questioning the healing power of animals. Now, Dawn, what's your take on elderly people who have chronic health problems? What's your thoughts? Do you feel they should get a dog?
Yeah, it's really a difficult situation, and it really depends on the health of that person and, you know, who's there to help take care of that dog. Mm-hmm. If the person really, you know, is very interested in having a dog and is able to take care of the dog, and there's people who can, you know, fill in, you know, if medical problems arise to chip in and you know, help with some of the dog's needs, then mm-hmm. often looking at an older dog and often a larger dog is a little bit better bet. The older dogs tend to be a little bit calmer, don't have all the needs of a puppy, and a larger dog is less likely to get underfoot and cause people to trip and fall, which sometimes can happen, particularly with a very energetic small dog that the older person may not be aware is very close to their feet. So clearly, you know, adding a dog to a senior's life can be a great thing, but it really, you know, you really need to look and make sure, is this something that the senior wants? You know, is this something that, you know, fits in with their lifestyle? Are they able to take care of that dog? And again, if they're not, this is a great opportunity for, you know, the person with the neighbor with the dog to come and bring their dog in for a visit. Or if you have a dog, when you go visit grandpa, you know, take the dog with you and let the dog spend some time with grandpa. And that way, you know, that person gets the benefit of having the pet therapy and doesn't have to necessarily do all of the care of the dog, you know, on a day-by-day basis. Right.
Yeah, that's great information for everyone. Dawn, we got to take another break. Guys listening, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Dawn is going to share more about how animals are great for your health. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this break.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dawn Marcus, MD, here with us today, and we're talking about the power of wagging tails, a doctor's guide to dog therapy and healing. And before the break, we were talking about all the very special gifts that dogs bring to all the lives of so many people. Now, Dawn, can we just kind of take a minute and talk about dogs sniffing out diseases like cancer?
Yeah, it's really amazing. The first time I heard this, I'm always very skeptical, and I thought there is no way these dogs are able to sniff out diseases. But the more research I've done looking into that and the more people I've talked to, I've become totally convinced that that they definitely can sniff out diseases like cancer. And it's actually interesting. There's been a lot of research done looking at why that would be the case. And there are different chemicals that are produced by cancer cells that can be picked up by sniffing with, you know, special equipment that one might have or a dog's nose. And it seems that the dogs are able to pick up on those chemicals. So, you know, there have been quite a number of people who, you know, will, you know, think that they're fine. The dog says you're not fine. They go to the doctor and, you know, the dog is right on track. There's one lady's story that I share in the book who had what she thought was just a little freckle on the back of her thigh, and she had had a dog for years, and the dog never really bothered her, you know, annoyed her in any way. It was just a wonderfully trained dog. And all of a sudden, the dog just started poking at this spot, and she'd look at it, and it's like, it's just a freckle, and the dog was just relentless, just continuously poking at whenever he would see her. So she went to the doctor. The doctor said, you know, there's nothing there. It's just a little freckle, nothing to worry about. Send her on their way. Dog keeps poking at it. Finally, the woman goes back to the doctor and says, I insist on seeing a dermatologist. My dog says something's wrong. So the doctor, of course, is rolling her eyes, gives her the appointment. She sees a dermatologist who, again, says there's nothing wrong here. Your skin is fine. Mm-hmm. And the lady told me she really surprised herself by saying to the dermatologist, you know, I know you think this is fine, but my dog says something's wrong, so I insist that you do a biopsy because my dog says this is, you know, there's something that's a problem here. And again, the doctor just is, you know, sort of rolling her eyes like, oh, good grief, fine, we'll do the biopsy. Does the biopsy, lady goes home a week later, gets a phone call that it turned out to be cancer and she needed to come back, you know, for a more definitive procedure. Had that done, you know, has been fine since then. And ever since then, the dog no longer pokes at her leg. So, you know, a lot of times I think our dogs really are trying to communicate with us in ways that we're just ignoring them and saying, oh, stop pestering me. But yeah, they really can. You know, I think they can be so in tune with us in many ways and sometimes more in tune than we are ourselves, that you really need to respect what your dog is telling you and you know, and listen to them. And, you know, when you're having a stressful day, it's likely your dog is going to be coming over to you and trying to provide comfort because they recognize you're feeling stressed and that you need some way to release that. And they're really very good at picking up on those signals and then providing a therapeutic way, you know, to help you get back to a more normal state.
Well, you know, I can tell you honestly that my dogs are really great at being my teachers. They are really good at keeping me in balance. What I find will happen for me is when it's time to quit work for me for the day, they will come over and my three dogs, Molly, Willie, and Gus, they'll start pawing my legs or Molly will start howling and just kind of like they'll go to the door. Like it's time to quit work. Stop work. Mm-hmm. And they have got to be, you know, the best teachers for me. So, you know, I listen to what my dogs tell me. I follow on them and I stay in tune with them because I know my dogs are my best teachers. So,
yeah,
you know,
one gentleman I had interviewed for the book has prostate cancer that he's been living with for years. And what he told me is whenever, you know, he goes to the doctor and they do some more scans and invariably find that things have spread, you know, he really turns to his dog and he says what he's done is he tries to adapt the attitude of his Labrador retriever.
Yes.
And so his motto has become live like a lab.
Yeah.
And he says when he's getting discouraged, he looks at the lab, you know, who just like looks at the world with such a positive way and says, you know, there's all these great things going on in the world and, you know, all these exciting things that we can be doing. So he's really tried to adopt that attitude for himself. And I think for many of us, you know, when you're feeling stressed and working too hard and then your dog comes in and is like, come on, it's time to go for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, the dog takes you on the walk and within, you know, 10 minutes, you're like, wow, I am feeling so much better. I really needed that.
Yeah.
You know, so when we do listen to our dog, I think good things usually do happen.
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you when you're walking by yourself versus walking with a dog, there's such a difference, don't you find, Dawn?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, walking by yourself, you know, you just sort of, you know, will be going over all of, like, your list of everything you have to do. And, you know, your mind is just racing. But when you've got that dog at your side, it's just such a different experience because, you know, you just really can look at the dog and adopt that same attitude and start reveling in the moment of, you know, what's going on outside, your dog's cute antics, and really understanding that, you know, being out on the walk, you need to be in that moment, enjoy the walk. you know, introduce yourself to people you meet just like your dog does. And, you know, then the walk is just really such a positive and healthy experience as opposed to, well, I'm going to run outside for a 10-minute power walk and I'm going to be all aggravated and come back in and get right back on that computer and just be as aggravated I was before and really lose the benefit that you might get.
Yeah, it is so true. It's so true. Now, Dawn, can we talk about therapy dogs helping people with autism?
Yeah, it's really interesting. With kids with autism, they often have such difficulty connecting to other people. And again, I don't know what it is about the dogs, whether they just are gentler in approaching the children or have, you know, don't come at them with expectations that the child perceives. But for many children with autism, you know, they really do seem to be able to connect with that dog in a way that, you know, it's harder for them to connect with humans. Mm-hmm. One of the ladies I had interviewed for my book talked about a friend of hers who has a therapy dog who works with abused children, but the therapy dog also, you know, goes around and plays with kids in the neighborhood, and her one son has autism, and she said, you know, she loves it when the dog comes by to play because you would never know her son has autism then. And she said if children are around in a group and her son is there, he'll always stay by himself and be very quiet and disconnected from the group. But when the dog comes by, all of the children tend to gravitate to the dog and want to play with him. And her son loves this dog so much that he wants to be right in the thick of things, too. So she said before you know it, he's right in with the group of children, talking to the dog, talking to the other children, relating to everyone in the same way that all the other kids are relating with each other. And she says, you know, it's like a miracle when the dog comes by. It's as though her son doesn't have autism anymore. And it just really is, you know, such a special moment for her to see, you know, see him relate in that way that, you know, doesn't happen when the dog is not there.
Yeah, what a powerful gift for her. That's for sure. Now, I've experienced this, but can you share with our listeners how dogs are helping people with severe pain conditions?
Yeah, we're actually doing a research study now looking at that at the pain clinic where I work. But there have been a number of studies that have already been done looking at people who have pain and what happens when therapy dogs visit. And again, you would think, you know, how is a dog really going to help decrease people's pain? But generally what folks find is that when they do have a pain problem, the dog helps in a couple of different ways. For people who are in the hospital with pain, who have had or have surgery, often having the dog comes by, again, there's a relaxation that happens and pain levels tend to drop. One study actually showed that pain levels dropped as much as if the people had been treated with a mild narcotic medication. So it really was, you know, a pretty dramatic drop that people had. And for people who have more chronic pain conditions, it can be very hard to stay connected with their life. It's easy to, you know, tend to isolate yourself from, you know, from other people and activities because it's difficult to do things, and doing things often makes the pain worse. And for folks who have a dog in their life, what they'll often notice is they shift their focus from concerns about themselves and their pain and whatever disabilities they have onto thinking about the dog and meeting the dog's needs. And before they know it, they're out there with the dog, taking him for his walks, you know, getting him exercise, you know, being out in public. And instead of being worried that people will look at them and say, oh, my gosh, she's walking really funny, I wonder what's wrong with her, they're just looking at her dog. And a conversation starts about the dog. And before you know it, you're connecting with someone else, not even talking about the fact that you have a pain problem. So for many people, I think the dog really becomes, you know, very much a savior for them, that it gets them out of the misery of living with their chronic pain problem and really helps put them in a place where they're able to be connected with the outside world in a way that they weren't able to do just on their own.
Well, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, as you know my story, Dawn, I used to have Crohn's disease. And with that, there is pain associated with that. And what Rocky would do for me is that he sensed that, you know, when I was having the pain, and his way of helping me with the pain was he would come up and he would bury his head into my shoulder. So if, a lot of times I was on the bed or on the couch, and he would just simply bury his head in my shoulder, and he would breathe really loudly. And what I was finding was that by him breathing very loudly in my ear, I began focusing on his breathing that then in turn relaxed my body, that helped me to, you know, not feel that pain because I wasn't tightening my body. So that's my personal experience, folks. That's really helped me. Dawn, we got to take another break, but before we do, I want you to share with our listeners again how they can purchase a copy of this great new book of yours, The Power of Wagging Tails, A Doctor's Guide to Dog Therapy and Healing. Can you share that with everybody quickly?
Yeah, you can get a copy at Amazon.com, and clearly you should have a copy for yourself and all of your dog-loving friends. It's a great, great gift to give to people who are dog lovers in your life too.
Yeah, it really is, folks. And I have been featured in this book as well, so you can read about, you know, me with my dogs, and you can see Willie in there actually with me reading to a little boy named Ryan. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break here again, and when I come back, Dawn and I will inspire you some more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And my very special guest here today is Dawn Marcus, MD. Dawn, can we have a lot of people listening and they're hearing your story and my story about how our dogs are just doing great work with therapy dogs. Can we kind of touch on that subject now, about how, what kind of dogs, first of all, become therapy dogs? Can we touch that first?
Yeah, one of the great things about therapy dog work is that really any type of dog, any age of dog can be a great therapy dog. You don't have to be a certain age or a particular dog breed or a purebred dog to be a good therapy dog. And really what the dog needs is to be an outgoing, social dog who has gone through some obedience classes and consistently follows your commands, doesn't get startled by strange things happening in the environment or meeting strange people. And, you know, a lot of places will give classes that really help walk you through the testing that you need to go through to get your dog certified. So if you're willing to put in some time, you know, training and bonding with your dog, which is always great fun, you know, at the end of the day, you have a nicely trained dog, you know, who really can be out there, helping other people as well.
Yeah, and folks listening, you know, if you've got a pet that has that perfect personality, I really encourage you to really look into getting your dog certified to be a pet therapy dog, because it is truly one of the greatest gifts and rewards you will ever experience. In future shows, we've got Dr. Bernie Siegel coming on, and he's going to be talking about his work doing pet therapy with his patients. And we also have Charmaine Hammond coming on, and she's going to be talking about her dog Toby doing pet therapy, and her book, her story actually has become a book and is coming to the big screen, becoming a movie. So these are future segments that we're going to keep instilling in y'all to really look at this pet therapy, because it really is something that's so rewarding as you, the dog owner, to do. Now, Dawn, we've got people listening and they want to get involved. So what would be their first step? Who do they contact? Can you, can they kind of guide someone that's ready to take that next step?
Yeah, if you go to the American Kennel Club website, they'll have information on Canine Good Citizen, which is usually the first step in certification. You can just Google Canine Good Citizen. It will come up with the page to go to. And that will really go through what are the requirements for a therapy dog. For dogs to go into hospital situations, they often need a little bit of testing beyond that, which different certification groups can do. But Canine Good Citizen is really a good place to start. And then what you can do is check with animal shelters in your area, dog training clubs, and ask them, do you do Canine Good Citizen training? And in all likelihood, somebody will be doing that training and testing for you. And then those places often will help hook you up with places to visit after your dog has completed the certification. The one requirement that's important to remember is, in order for a dog to be tested by a lot of organizations, a dog does need to be a year old. So really, this isn't something that you do with a puppy. The dog needs to be to have some level of training under his collar, so to speak. So most of the time, you know, dogs are about a year old before they really get started with therapy dog work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know here in our area, whoever certifies us, like you mentioned, they have a list of nursing homes and hospitals in our area that will accept the dogs to go in. Is there other places besides nursing homes and hospitals that animals could be going in?
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much any place that you can think that there may be people in need, may be a good place for therapy dogs to go. Schools will often have children who are in reading programs work with therapy dogs, where the dog, helps the child as he's, going through his reading assignments by providing, that eager listener that often helps keep the child get motivated. You may find, facilities that have, have folks living there because, they're homeless or there have been abuse situations are often also good places for therapy dogs to go and visit. Places that provide mental health can be another great resource that is looking for therapy dogs to come and, bring in that sense of calm and that sense of relaxation that can be very helpful in those situations as well. So there often are a lot of different places that one can go with their dogs. Even going into retirement communities, it's often a real joy for seniors who may not be getting a lot of visitors to have, you know, this eager, bright, fluffy visitor coming in who's just so excited to see them and really put a smile on their face. There really are a lot of places that you can take your dog. It's more than just nursing homes and hospitals.
Well, I know for our personal self, we took Willie. He was just a puppy, and I was more taking him with us to the nursing home to visit my husband Ross's grandmother. Mm-hmm. Grandma had Alzheimer's disease. And she was at the stage where she was just kind of staring blankly, not speaking. And I thought, you know, we'll take Willie in because I thought that would be great therapy for Ross, because he was having a hard time dealing with his, mm-hmm. seeing his grandma in the state. But what happened, like you mentioned, we walk in this nursing home and you would not believe how the energy just shifted with all of these people. They just came to life. They started sharing about their pet they had as a child. They couldn't tell you what they had for supper that night, mm-hmm. but they could tell you all about their story, about their favorite pet, their name, the tricks it could do when they were a child and that. And what ended up happening, to our pleasant surprise, we put Willie on Grandma's wheelchair, on her little tray there, and mm-hmm. he sensed what she needed, and he put his head lovingly on her hand, started licking her, and she spoke. She said the word puppy, and that mm-hmm. was the last time that that lady ever spoke. And talk mm-hmm. about a special memory for us. Now,
yeah, and I think a lot of people actually get started and pet therapy work because of having that experience. Now, where I was taking my dog in to see my mom or my grandmother or my aunt, and while I was there, I noticed how everybody else wanted to see my dog too. And then you just really can sense what a big difference you're making. And then it's you know, hard not to make that commitment and want to be involved in that on a regular basis.
Oh, it is so true. When you see the lives of, you know, seniors just lighting up and you're making their day, or going into a children's hospital and just seeing kids, you know, they light up, the smiles come on their faces, they forget about their pain and surgeries. Folks, there is nothing better or rewarding for you to be involved in doing pet therapy with your pet. Dawn, we are so out of time. I want you one more time to tell everyone, where can they get your fantastic book, The Power of Wagging Tails, A Doctor's Guide to Dog Therapy and Healing?
You can get The Power of Wagging Tails at Amazon or most bookstores, and you can also find out more about it at my website, which is fitasfido.com.
Well, Dawn, I have really enjoyed having you here today, and I really appreciate all the work that you're doing, my friend. You really are getting that message out to people, and I'm so grateful for what you're doing. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you.
And thanks for being here. Folks, I have personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive and heal and move forward, but I've soared above it all, and I've created a new life that I desire. I've taken all my past challenges, and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching, and my books. And I'm here to help you to get there also. Please visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, to learn how I can help you. And as a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. The details to connect with me are found at my website. Now, I want to thank my very special guest, Dawn Marcus, for being with us today. And I want to thank you for all tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Sharon Wolf. Sharon is a featured Oprah show guest as the relationship expert. So next week, Sharon will be here, but she's going to be sharing a deep secret about her personal relationship. This is another one of those shows, folks, that you're not going to want to miss. So on behalf of my guest, Dawn Marcus, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.